This year we'll cover starting with the Mishnah Chafheim Abeis in the beginning of the third parak. The Mishnah reads as follows: Ra'uhu Beisdin v'chol Yisrael. If Bezdin and those amongst them, all the Jewish people who were there, saw the moon on the 30th night of the month, v'nechkeru the new moon, v'nechkeru ha'edim, and they interrogated the edim about what was going on with the Kiddush HaChodesh, and they received their testimony. And they couldn't say the words Mekudash up until before it got dark on the 30th day. In other words, this all took place on the 30th day of the month. So they were supposed to be Mekadesh the Chodesh then, and the next day would be Rosh Chodesh. But they didn't have a chance to say the words Meubar before it got night, and you can't do Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Hareza Me'ubar, it's considered a Chodesh Me'ubar, and Rosh Chodesh will be on the 31st day, not on the 30th day. As opposed to making that day Rosh Chodesh, the next day will be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because they couldn't say the words Me'ubar, they couldn't say the words Mekudash, sorry, before it got dark. And then the Mishnah continues. Ra'uhu based in Bilvad. Let's say the only people who saw the new moon were Bezdin, the three people, the Sanhedrin, and there were no Edim who came to see give testimony, but the Bezdin themselves saw the new moon. So Yamdu Hashnayim, the lacha is, two of the Dayanim, two of the judges have to stand up, via Idu Bifneihem, and give testimony in front of three more Dayanim who are sitting there, V'yomru Mekudash Mekudash. And they'll say Mekudash, and they say Mekudash Mekudash. In other words, in this case we can say the people who would have otherwise been Dayanim can serve as Edim to give testimony to the other friends who are Dayanim, and the Dayanim can Mekadesh the Chodesh. But Ra'uhu Shlosha V'hein Beistin. Let's say three people saw, and they are the Beistin. There's nobody else there. And if two guys stand up and give testimony to the third guy, well, he's just a Dayan Yechidi. He's a single Dayan, and he can't accept the testimony of two. Uniformal Beistin to Mekadesh the Chodesh. So what's the din? So yamdu hashnayim. So two of the dayanim stand and give testimony. V'yoshiu mechavrayim etzal hayachid. And we get two other dayanim to sit with the third guy. V'yaidu bifneihem. And then two are made in front of the three of them. V'yom mekudash mekudash. Why? Shein hayachid ne'eman ayde atzmo. Because the yachid, the guy who's sitting by himself as the dayan, cannot be mekadesh the chodesh by himself. So and at the same time, the edim who gave testimony cannot join with their fellow dayan, as we'll see in the Gemara by the sugya of ed nasa dayan. Meaning, what comes out from the end of the Mishnah is the following: the two of the three dayanim who saw the kiddush hachodesh have to give testimony to their third fellow Dayan, except that third Dayan can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh by himself. He needs two guys to join up with him. However, since they've given testimony, they can no longer serve as Dayanim themselves. We'll see in the Gemara as to the explanation as to why they can't give testimony and then be Dayanim on the case. But that's not how it works. So if it's not just the case of three people and there are other people around, so what's the big deal? Let's say it's a Beis Din of seven people. So two of them get up, give the testimony to the other five, and then they're Mekadesh the Chodesh. But if there are only three people, Betzimtzum, three people who saw the Eidus HaChodesh, the new moon, so you have to do this trick where two of them stand and give the Eidus, and two other people come and join with the Dayanim, with a single Dayan. Rashi, Ra'uhu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael v'nechkiru ha'edim. Mefarish b'gemara inami nechkiru ha'edim. Or it's a case of Nechkiru Ha'edim. Whatever it is. Meaning, not that Nechkiru Ha'edim it doesn't have to be that there was Chakira Sa'edim. It could be that everybody saw and they just never said Mekudash HaChodesh, Mekudash Mekudash, or the Chakira Sa'edim took a very long time and prevented them from saying Mekudash Mekudash. Ra'uhu based in Bilvad. What does it mean they themselves are the only ones that saw? She'emi Shemei Yair Alehim. Rashi explains the only people who can give testimony is them. V'lav Aresha Koi. It's not a case of Samach L'Chashecha, which the Reish of the Mishnah discussed. El Shahaya Shahos L'Kadesh. They had enough time. So what do? Yamdu Shnayim V'Yidu Bifneihem V'Afa Pishakulan Ra'uhu. Even though they all saw. The Gemara is going to ask a question. We'll see. Isn't there a problem here? We should say lo teishmiya gedola miriya. The fact that they heard the testimony shouldn't be more significant than having seen it themselves. I mean, these three dayanim who saw the new moon in the window. So now all of a sudden, hearing it from people who also seen it is better than having seen it themselves. The Gemara will discuss that. Via idu bifneim hashnayim. And they are made bifneihem, the other two. She'ina yachin ne'eman lomar mekudosh bifnei atzmo, lekach tarach loshev mechavrei anetzlo, because the dayan yechidi is not ne'eman, he doesn't have the power to do kirsha chodesh on his own. So therefore, two other people have to join. So the Gemara asks, lomuli lemisna ra'uhu basin v'chol Yisrael, why does the Mishnah say a language of best Beis Din saw and Kol Yisrael? What's the Mishnah adding by saying that Beis Din and Kol Yisrael saw? It was if Beis Din already saw, then what are we adding by saying all the Jewish people saw? Itzrich. It teaches us the following chiddush. Sakadai dechamina hol v'ra'ohu Beis Din v'chol Yisrael iparsim olav v'lo labrua. You might think that if Beis Din saw and Kol Yisrael saw, so then it's mefursim. Everybody knows that the Yareach was seen, the new moon was seen on the 30th day. And you don't have to do Ibra Chodesh, meaning if it's Mefursim L'chol Yisrael. So you might think that this has a status of Kiddush HaChodesh in its own right. Kamash Malan, no. Something that we've seen before, the Amira of Beis Din, the statement of Mekudosh Mekudosh, is Ma'akev. So it's not enough that everybody knows that it's there, that the new moon has come into being. You need the Amira of Beis Din of Mekudosh Mekudosh. They came in the Tanole, so once we've taught Ra'uhu based in V'chol Yisrael, so Nechkru Ha'idim Lamali, what are we adding with Nechkru Ha'idim? Once Klal Yisrael saw the whole thing, then there's no chashash that the Edom are going to lie. Everybody knows. What's the purpose of adding the case of Chakira Sa'idim? So Hachi Ka'amar, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Inami, it's another case, Nechkru Ha'idim, and lo yispiku lomar mekudosh achad shechash ad shechashecha harei zeh me'ubar. In other words, there's two separate cases. There's a case of ra'uhu based in mekol Yisrael, and still they need to say mekudosh achodesh in order to create the kedusha of kiddush achodesh. And without that, it doesn't work. Or a case of where they're involved in chakiras ha'edim v'lo yispiku lomar mekudosh achad shechashecha. There wasn't enough time to say mekudosh until it got dark. So the Gemara asks, "V'kevin d'tana ad shechashecha harezem meubar." But once the Tana teaches me that it's all tali on amiras based in, the based have to say something, and if they don't say it, harezem meubar. Salam lulemisne chakira sa'edim klal. What does chakira sa'edim add? Once the ikar chiddush of the Mishnah is that based have to say mekudash mekudash. And in the case where they, Beis Din themselves, saw the new moon, their Amira is still Ma'akev. So of course, if the Chakira Sa'edim, if it doesn't get complete before the end of the day, and Beis Din don't say Mekudosh Mekudosh, that's not going to work. So what's this adding? So Itzrich, it teaches me the following Chiddush. Sakadai Dechamina Tihavi Chakira Sa'edim Kitchilas Din. We would have thought that Chakira Sa'edim is like a starting of the process of the Din Torah. U'mekudash mekudash k'gmar din. And mekudash mekudash is the status of gmar ha-din. V'lekad shibolelia. And you can do kirsha chodesh at night. Midahavya dine mamonos. Just like dine mamonos. What's going on here? Because as a principle, you can't do Din Torah belayla. So once it's layla, you can't do Din Torah anymore. In which case, that's why you can't do kirsha chodesh at night. But what the Mishnah is being mechadish by teaching me Chakira Sa'edim, by adding this case, is the following. I would have thought that maybe Chakira Sa'edim is called Techilas Adin, the beginning of the process of the Din Torah. And Beis Din saying Mekudosh Mekudosh has a status of what? Of Sofdin. And once we have Techilas Adin Bayom, we should do Sof Adin Balayla. Midahava Dine Mamanos, just like we find by monetary cases. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, in Sanhedrin, Dine mamonos done and beyond the gomer belayla. So hachanami mekadshim belayla. Kamash malan that no. Because by dinim amnos we find that we start them by yom and we can finish them by laila. So long as we start them by yom, we can finish them by laila, by night. So hachanami would say mikachim balaila because we start the process by day. Kamash Malan know that the amira of bezdin of mikudash itself has to be by day. The ima hachanami, but I don't understand how come the maybe we should call it. Tchilas Hadin, that the Chakira Sedim is Tchilas Hadin, and the Gemara Din is the Amir of Mekudosh, Mekudosh. And how come the Amir of Mekudosh, Mekudosh has to dafka be by the day? So Gemara says, no, Amar Kra, Ki Choyk Li Yisrael Hu, Mishpat Lilokei Yaakov. That this is a, that we say by Kirsha Chorosh, it's Choyk Li Yisrael, it's a Mishpat Lilokei Yaakov. Emas Havi Choyk, when does it have the status of Choyk, meaning it's considered fixed and never changes? Bigmar Din. Only by Gmar Din, the Kakar, meaning when Bezin says Mikudosh, the Kakari Le Rachmana Mishpat, and but the Torah, meaning the Navi, still calls it Mishpat. That the whole thing is a status of Mishpat. Ma Mishpat Bayom, just as Mishpat in general has to take place by Yom, Afhacha Nami Bayom. So to this whole process of Chok, which is the Gmar Din, has to be Bayom as well. So in a chanami, it's true that in regular cases, the tchilas hadin can be by yom, but the gemara and the gemara din can be by laila. But here, there's a special halacha that the gemara hadin is treated like dinei mamonos. Have to be that just as by dinei mamonos, the mishpat, at least the beginning of the mishpat, has to be by yom. So too, the end of the process, the gemara din, has to be by yom as well. Therefore, the amira of mekudash to be by yom is ma'akev. Let's do the Rashi's here. So Rashi says, lamlu lemisne kol Yisrael hari ra'uhu beistin. Beistin saw. So what are you adding by saying that all of Yisrael saw? And you would have thought, because everybody saw, there's no need to say Mekudash. So no, you still have to say Mekudash. But Nechkiru Ha'edim Lamali. Chakirasan Acharei. Lamali Chakirasan. What do you have to do the Chakiras Ha'edim for? Acharei Shakol Ro. Everybody saw. So what's the purpose of doing Chakiras Ha'edim? So the Gemara says, because you still need to do the Kiddush HaChodesh by day. So if that's the Iker Chiddush, Lamal Misnaich Lechakira Klal. Came to Ashmeinan, once we already learned from the Mishnah, Dichira Uhu Basin Vechol Yisrael, Afilu Hachim Ma'abrin Le, nonetheless we still do Ibra Chodesh, Kolshki Nechkiru Ha'edim, for sure, case of Nechkiru Ha'edim, we still have to do Ibra Chodesh. Because in a case where Bezin himself saw, if we're going to do the Kiddush HaChodesh, we still are Ma'aber, for sure, when it's just the dealing with the Eidos of the Eidim. So, what do we say? Sakat adachamina, hecha de'ika chakiras Eidim bayom, su lo ne'abrua. Once there is chakiras Eidim bayom, we won't do Ibra Chodesh anymore. Ela yigmru hadavar balayla. Rather, you finish the process at night. V'yikachu bayom shloshim, le'in tikon amawados. And we can be kaddish on the 30th day in order so that the moado should be set up in that order. And the point would be that has the status of gemar din, which could be done balayla. No mishpat hayu tchilas hadin ki choku bekirsh achorish tashin leparakama mishpat bayom nachal misanhedrin mivahaya bayom anchilas bana the pasuk by nachala by yerusha bayom atamakil nachalos. So the rule is that all of the aspects of Kirsha Chodesh have the status of Dini Mamonos, which just needs to be executed by day. Even though Gemar Din is Balayla, the execution has to be by Yom, just Lot, and so too by Kirsha Chodesh as well. So now the Gemar comments in line of the Mishnah, Ra'uhu Bezdin, if Bezdin see by themselves, Yamdu Shnayim, V'yaidu Bifneyam. So then two of them get up and give testimony. Ask the Gemara a question, Vamai, why do you need Haggadahs Eidos and Kabbalahs Eidos? Why do they need to testify in front of Beis Din? But Beis Din themselves can be Mekadesh based on what they saw, because Lotei Shemiya Gedola Miri'iya, meaning the testimony that Beis Din received from other people shouldn't be more significant than that which they saw themselves. So what do I need Kabbalahs Eidos for? Says the Gemara, Amar Bizeira Kagon Shira Ahu Balaila. Our Mishnah is a case where they saw it at night. So since they saw it at night, they need to wait till the next day. And since they need to wait till the next day, we don't apply the rule of Lo Teshmiya Gedola Bira'iya. In other words, all they saw was at night. So that which they saw, they have no right to be mekadesh on its basis, because that which they saw at night doesn't count. They can't be mekadesh the chodesh balayla. So it seems to come out from the Gemara that given the fact that which they saw doesn't have the status of things that they can be mekadesh on their own at that time, we then don't apply the rule of lotei shmiya gedola mira'iya, because we would only apply lotei shmiya gedola mira'iya if that which they had saw they could act on right away. But here they can't act on it right away, so they are zakuk, they are required to have kabbalas edus, get from the testimony of the edim. And since they need that, they need to have two people stand while the rest and give testimony while the rest of them sit and are mekabel testimony. And Rashi speaks this out. Der maskel va'amai. Va'amai yandu shnayim v'yaidu. Why do two people have to get up and testify in front of them? Halo ra'uhu kulan. They all saw it together. Yikachu b'riyasam. From that ri'iyah alone, they should be able to mekadesh the chodesh. Telo teshmiya sh'shomen p'edim kidola mir'iyah. The shmiya that they hear from the mouth of Edom should be more significant than that which they see on their own. The gabi edus achodesh loksiv edus. It doesn't say edus per se that you need edus as a rule. El kazer ra'eve kidesh. It says see kazer ra'eve kidesh. Like this you see and be mekadesh that. In other words, had it been that there was a formal requirement for hagadas edus, for testimony, in order to do kiddush achodesh, so there wouldn't be a question here, because that's just the rule. But Rashi's saying, no, there's no formal rule that you always need edus per se. There's a din. You see it, you're mekadesh the chodesh. So this is a very important Rashi. Rashi's saying there's no formal din of edus in general when it comes to kiddush achodesh. Shira ahu balayla. No, they saw it at night. Hilkach lemachar, the next day, ilav shemiya, alma yikadshu. The next morning, if not for the fact they heard it from other people, what can they mekadesh on? They can't mekadesh from that which they saw, because there's a hefsek between them. That's how Rashi understands the sugya. We only apply the rule, lo teshmiya gedola miri'iya, if they can act on that which they see right away. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Ra'uhu shlosha v'hein beis din. If they themselves are the beis din and they're the only people that see, so yamdu shnayim, two people stand, v'yoshiv mechavreim etz la'yachid, and they get two other guys to sit and join together. Ask the Gemara, amai, hachanam v'neim lo teshmiya gedola ri'iya. Why don't we say lo teshmiya gedola miri'iya? V'chitei machanami. Kigon Sharahu Balaila. If you're gonna tell me no, it's a case of Ri'iya Balaila, where we can't apply the rule of Lotesh Megadola Mri'iya, Hainu Hach, that's the Resha. What's the Seifa adding? Says the Gemara, Seifa it's Shrichale. Deina Yachid Nehemai de Atzmo. That the Yachid cannot be Mekayesh Lechoyesh on his own. Because the Sakadai Techamina, Hol Vetanya Dine Mamnos Bishlosha, Vim Hayamumchel Arabim Dana Filu Biyachid. It's true that Dini Maminos need to be executed by three people, but if there's a Yachid Mumcha, he can dan even by himself. So Hachanami Nikadshe Biyachidi. So I would say to hear one guy is like no worse than a Yachid Mumcha by Dini Maminos, where he can act on his own. Kamash Malan, that Kisha Chodesh, you dafkin in a basin of three. Ask the Gemara, V'im Hachanami. Maybe it's true that the Yachid Mumcha can do it on his own. So we say, no, Ein l'cha mumcha l'rabim b'Yisrael yosrim Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no more of a mumcha for the rabbim in Klai Yisrael more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest yachid mumcha, the biggest expert we've ever had. V'ka'amr le'akarish baruch hu, adi'ika aron b'hadach. You can only do it with Aaron HaKohen. V'chziv v'yom Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron b'aretz Mitzrayim le'mor ha'chorash ha'seh lachem. That when Moshe Rabbeinu received the parsha of Kiddush HaChodesh, He didn't receive it on his own. He received it with Aaron HaKohen. Why? What Hashem was telling him was that in order for you to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, you can't do it by yourself. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Yochid Mumcha that Klal Yisrael has ever had, what this teaches us from the Gzeiras HaKasuv is you can't do it by yourself. So Rashi explains, there's no Rashi here, but that's what that's what comes out from the Gemara. There's a rule that Yochid Mumcha cannot be Mekadesh the Chodesh. Okay, now the Gemara is another diak in the Mishnah. The bottom line of the Gemara here, but what did we say? We said that the Edim who would have been Dayanim, they see the Edat HaChodesh and they get up and give testimony to the third guy. So, what does that imply? That up until seeing that implies that they could have been Dayanim had it not been for the fact they could be Dayanim had not been for the fact that they had to testify. But what's going on here? Lememra, the aid nasa dayin, somebody who's otherwise an aid can serve a witness, can serve as a dayin. He can be a judge. Leimasisin the local Rabbi Akiva. Maybe our mission is against Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that an Eid HaRoeh, somebody who sees something, cannot be a Dayan. In other words, there seems to be a principle. Eid Nasa Dayan is the following question. If somebody saw something, can they give testimony on it? So it seems to be that everybody says that an Eid HaMeid, somebody who already testified, cannot serve as a Dayan. Already testified with speech in Eid HaMeid, somebody gave verbal testimony, cannot be a Dayan in that case. But somebody who sees something and could potentially serve as a witness, but then wants to be a Dayan, the halacha seems to be, from our Mishnah, that he could be a Dayan because these two, the third one also saw, but the third one is serving as a Dayan. So this seems to be against Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva seems to say, even by an aid haroeh, even by an aid who just sees, can also not be a Dayan. The Tanya, the Brisa says in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Sanhedrin Shero Echad Shaharga Sanefesh. Let's say that the entire Sanhedrin saw somebody kill somebody else. So the rule is, Miktsasa Nasu Edim. Some of them can serve as Edim and give testimony. U'miktsasan, and the other ones, Nasu Dayanim, can be treated as Dayanim and accept, and do Kabbalas Edus, accept the testimony of the other guys. Divrei Reb Tarfon. That's what Reb Tarfon says. Because Reb Tarfon says, even though the other Dayanim saw the act of killing, so since they didn't actually serve as Edim, we can still say, Eid Nasa Dayan. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, this is on top of Chafav and Aleph, Kula Nasin Edim, they're all treated as Edim, the Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. And you can't be, and an Eid cannot become a Dayan. In other words, because they saw, because they were an Eid Haroah, because they saw the whole story happen, they can't serve as Dayanim. So even though Rabbi Tarfon thinks that if they actually testify b'peh, verbally, that everybody agrees, ein eid nasa dayan, but here, when they were only eid re'iyah, our Mishnah seems to say explicitly, because the third guy can serve as a dayan, that we say, yes, eid is nasa dayan. So it seems to be against Rabbi Akiva's view, who says we don't say, eid nasa dayan by an eid haroeh. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva can fit here too. Akam lekam Rabbi Kiva Hassam. When did Rabbi Kiva say that an Eid HaRoeh can't be a Dayan? Ela b'dinei nefashos. When it comes to capital cases, derachmana amar v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda. That the beastin have a responsibility of v'itzilu ha'eda. In other words, we do whatever we can to prevent killing somebody in dinei nefashos cases. V'kevin dechazu dekatal nafsha. Because they saw the action, they can't have any tzadim, any reasons to say that he should have a schus. In other words, you can't have a bias based in. But here, when it comes to Dine Kiddush HaChodesh, Rabbi Kiva agrees that an Eid HaRoeh is Naaseh Dayan. It's only an Eid HaMeid that's not Naaseh Dayan. So therefore, our Mishnah is not against Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva only said, when do we say that an Eid HaRoah can't be a Dayan? That's only by Din Nefashos, but not when it comes to Kirsha Chodesh. Let's go back to Rashi. The bottom Rashi on Chaf Heim Ebeis, Lameimra, the Eid Nas a Dayan, does that teach me that an Eid can become a Dayan? Misha Royal Leos Eid Bedavar, somebody who is fit to testify, Nasa Dayan, Vilukulam Ruim Leos Adim. They can all be Adim, these three. Share Kulam Ra'uhu, because they all saw the thing. They all saw the Kirsha Chodesh. So Miktsasa Nasan Adim. Partially, part of them are treated as Adim, via Idu Bifnei Chavreim, and they can give testimony in front of their friends. The Gabi Din Nefashos Edus Ba'inam. We need Edus by Din Nefashos. The Chzeva Pi Shnayim Edim Yumas Hameis. There's a formal requirement of Edus by Din Nefashos. Again, against what Rashi had said, not against, it's different. Whereas by Kirsha Chodesh, there's no formal requirement of Edus. By Din Nefashos, there is. But Umiktsas and Nas and Dayanim. And the rest become Dayanim according to Rabbi Tarfon. Aval Hame Edim. But those who testify, Lo Yeshvu V'yadunu Yimahem. Why the haroy lehaid isle lerbi tarfo nasa dayan? Only somebody who could be a aid, what we call an aid haroa, somebody who sees what's going on, somebody who has the potential to testify, there Rabbi Tarfon says, for him we say aid nasa dayan. Aval aid atzmo, somebody who's actually an aid hamaid, who gives his own testimony, leisle the nasa dayan. We don't hold nasa dayan here. Vigabe edus achodesh gufa, namilo acharana b'masnisan lios ha'edim nasim dayanim. Our mission never said, when it comes to Eidus HaChodesh, that those who verbally testify can become Dayanim afterwards. Dimkein lama liyoshivu mechavreim. What do we need for the two guys to come and join up with the third? Let them all be a basin together. Ye'idu b'fnei yachid, v'achach yeshivu heim imo v'yakachu. That's what we see from our Gemara and Ksuvis, that you can't say Eid Nasadayim by an Eid HaMeid, somebody who actually gives testimony, only a potential aid. But according to Rabbi Kiva, kulam edim heim ruim lahayid, and they can't be nasan dayanim. So isn't our mission against Rabbi Kiva? No. Vitzilo aedu yahafchu biskuso. They have to be able to be mahafich to invert the testimony litzad chus. And when their testimony is tainted by what they see, that we have no choice. We say ein aid nasa dayan. But when it comes to Kirsha Chodesh, there's no need of it. There's no need. Nothing prevents us from saying Ein Nasadayan. Now the Gemara continues with the Mishnah on Daf Chavav Mer Aleph. Now from here, I think, to the end of the Parak, we're going to deal with the Dinim again of Tekiyah Shofar. So again, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, as we've seen throughout the year, is not exclusively about Rosh Hashanah at all. In fact, it's largely about things that are not just Rosh Hashanah. It's about Kesha Chodesh, a lot of it. About the structure of the Jewish calendar, of the different Rashi Chadash in the whole first parak, the details of Kirsha Chodesh in the second parak, and at the end of the first parak, and on the second parak, the beginning of the third parak. But now we're going to do the dinim of Tekiya Shofar. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha-shofaros ksherim chutz mishal par. All the shofaros, all different types of shofaros, are kosher for Tekiya Shofar. All different horns of animals are kosher for Tekiya Shofar. Chutz mishal para. With exception to the karen of a cow, mipnei shehu, not a bull, of a female cow, mipnei shehu karen, because it's called a karen and not a shofar. In other words, the Torah says, va'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh ha'ashvi, you have to use a shofar. So it has to have a status of shofar. We'll see that because we learn out from Yom HaKippurim and Yovel where we need a shofar. We learn out a lot of the dinim of Tekiya Shofar on Rosh Hashanah from the Tekiya Shofar of Yovel, like we've seen in the fourth parak. So too here, if it has a status of Karen, it doesn't work. Am Rabbi Yossi, v'alo kol shofaros nikru Karen. Shenam Rabbi Mshoch Karen HaYovel. I don't understand. All shofaros are called Karen because the Pasuk says when it comes to in Pasuk in Yoshua, When they finish blowing on the Karen of the Yovel, and Yovel refers to a ram's horn. So everything is called Karen. So according to Rabbi Yossi, just as a ram's horn is called a Karen, so too a Karen Shalpara, and it's kosher, obviously, a ram's horn, so too a Karen Shalpara. Says Rashi on the Mishnah, Chavav and Aleph, Kol shofaros bein shel ayil, whether of a ram, bein shel ya'el, whether of a goat, shu karen, ain't no kari shofar, because the karen doesn't have a status of shofar. The gami yom kippurim, and Rashi quotes, and by yom kippurim, by yovel, kia shofar once every 50 years on Yom Kippur, shofar ksiv. Vavharta shofar true, it says shofar. Uperak basar gamin Rosh Hashanah mi yovel, right? Rashi quotes that in Gemara daf lamed dalet, we learn out shofar from yovel. Bekaran hayovel, viyovel dichrahu, and yovel refers to a ram, kin mefarish begemara. Says the Gemara, shapir kamar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has a very good point. So ask the Gemara kasha, Rabbi Yossi has a good taina. Rabbi Yossi has a good claim. How can the Chum argue? Says the Gemara, no. V'rabbanan, kol shofaros, ikru shofar, v'ikru karen. Every shofar is a shofar and a karen. Depara, karen ikri, shofar lo ikri. In other words, all, this is like the famous logical point, all shofaros are also kiranos as well, are also considered horns, but not all kiranos are called shofaros. So even though a shofar also has a status of karen, a karen, something that's exclusively a karen, in other words, a karen shalpara, doesn't have the status of shofar. Dichsiv. Therefore, a par doesn't work. Bechor shoro, like an ox, hadar lo. The firstborn of an ox is, this is referring to Yosef, is his pride. The karne re'im karnav, and the horns of the re'im are like his horns. So you see, the karen of a shore is called a karen, but exclusively a karen, but not a para. V'rab Yosi. So how does Rabbi Yossi respond? Amar loch, depar nami ikri shofar. I'll bring you a ride that Karen Shalpara is also called a shofar, dichsiv. When it says, the pasuk in Tehillim says, v'titav l'Hashem mishor par, that the tefillah should be beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than an ox. So the Gemara asks a question. That's a contradiction in terms. Mishor par. Imshor lama par. Impar lama shor. If it's a shor, which is a day-old ox, why par? Why a three-year-old ox? And if it's a par, three-year-old ox, why it's called a shor? Elamai shor par, mi shofar, meaning shor par is a play on words. It's referring to a shofar. That the tefillah should be considered as if the tefillah, like the tefillah of a shofar itself. So what does that imply? That a para has a status of a shofar as well. V'rabbanan, how did the Rabbanan explain this pasuk? Kidder of Masna, Damer of Masna, my shor par, shu gadol kepar. That this shor is as big as a par, meaning that this par, even though it's a ben yomo, it's like its maximum size. It's only one day old. Even though a shor refers to a one day old, a newborn ox, it's born in full form. It's as if it was 3 years old. So therefore, a shor par doesn't refer to shofar. It refers to a shor which is gadol like a par, big like a par. So one svar for why the Rabbanan hold that Karen Shalpar is puzzle is because of the fact that it needs to have a shame shofar and not a shame Karen exclusively. Even though all shofaros have a shame Karen, not all kronos have a shame shofar. Let's see Rashi, because we're going to continue. The Gemara is going to give a new explanation for the Rabbanan. Let's see Rashi in the middle. Rashi, der masla ikru karen v'ikru shofar. So the shofaros are called both. Ikru karen kede amran, the pasuk in Yoshua. Vikrushofar the Ksiv Matan Torah b'mishocha yovel uksiv vayhi kol shofar. It's a shofar. So Rashi, the Bach explains, for quotes the following Girsa from Rashi. Karen Ashkechan de Ikri, we see that's called a Karen de Chsiv, the Karnereim Karnav, Shal Bechor Shoro, of the Bechor of his Shor. Karen Ashkechan de Ikri. But how do I know it's called a. But then the Rabbi Yossi quotes, it's called the Shofar as well. Vititav La Hashem. Tfilasi mi shofar, my tefillah more than a shofar. Ubishor kamishtai cross. You see, it's called a shofar too. No, shor, the rabbanan say shor shuhu kipar. What does it mean? It's a shor that's big like a par. Biyom shenikra shor, on the day of it being newborn, then it would have been called a shor hayagadol kipar. It's big like an axe. Zeu shor shalmaisa brachis. Shabiyom shenivra nivra bekomaso. When it comes to the creations of Maisa Bereishis, we saw this command Daf Yud Aleph Min Aleph that they were created fully formed. Vishor ben Yomo karu shor, and a shor on its original day of birth is called a shor. Shemar shor ochasev oez upar ino nikra ben shalosh, and it's not called a para until three years of age. The Gemara had this in Daf Yud as well. So that's one explanation for the Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, a different explanation on the first word of the line, Ula Amar, Hainu Taima de Rabbanan, Kid Rav Chista. Ula says the Rabbanan are based on Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Mibnei Ma, Ein Kohen Gadol, Nichnas Bibidezov, Lifnai Velifnim, where the Kohen Gadol goes on Yom Kippurim into the Holy of Holies, into the Kodesh HaKadashim, Hakam doesn't wear Big Day Zahav, the gold investments, La Avod Avoda, to do the Avoda, he only wears Big Day Lavan, he doesn't wear Big Day Zahav. Lefisha ein kategor nasi sanegor, because that which is an accusatory agent cannot become a defending agent. In other words, the big day Zahav remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Chet HaEgel, which was done with gold, and with the Kohen Gadol coming on Yom HaKippurim to be mechaper on Klal Yisrael. So we don't want him to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu with those begadim, and those that which would be begadim that point an accusing finger at Klal Yisrael cannot help the Kohen do his avoda that provide defense for Klal Yisrael, for kapar of Klal Yisrael. So too, when it comes to the tkiyas shofar on the Yom Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow tkiyas shofar with a shofar of a para. Because a para was the animal with which the Chet HaEgel was done. Ask the Gemara v'lo, va'ika dam par. But the Kohen Gadol brings a dam of a par into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He does hazayah, he sprinkles the blood on the parochas, and that's blood of a par. So says the Gemara, hov ishtani, ishtani. In other words, because once it's been changed into blood, so we no longer apply the rule of ein kategor nasi senegor. In other words, when it comes to a shofar which is made out of a horn of an animal, so that's nikar, that reminds us of the fact that it's from a para, but blood is generic. So once it's been slaughtered, we don't care. Ask the Gemara, v'ha'ika aron, v'kaporis ukruv, many of these things that are inside the Kodesh HaKadashim are made of gold. Doesn't the gold remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the chet? And the Gemara answers, no, chote ba yakriv kamrinon. The rule is that a chote, somebody who does a sin, has an isra of ba yakriv. He can't do a hakrava, do an act of karbanos with those things. But the things that are the aron, etc., sit there in the Kodesh all year round. You're not bringing them inside to the Kodesh to do an avoda with them. So therefore, we don't apply the rule of ein kategor nasi sanegor when it comes to the kalim. Ask the Gemara, but there's a case where he brings things inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim that are that are done with respect to avoda, and you bring them in v'ha'ika kafu machta. But there's this spoon that contains the ketores, and there's the shovel that contains the coals in which they sprinkle the ketores, and you're doing hakrava with that. Says the Gemara, chote ba'yisnaya kamrinan. When do we say in kategor nase sanegor? That's only That's only when it comes to being misnayet, glorifying yourself with the chait. In other words, wearing begadim that remind a kosh baruch of the chait is a problem, but bringing kalim inside is not a problem. So ask the Gemara. So fine, that's good that you don't wear big day zav inside when you go to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Va'ika big day zav mi bachutz. But you wear the big day zav outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Kodesh. So is that a problem of in kategor nase sanegor? Says the Gemara, no, mi bifnim kwamrinan. There's only a problem of going bifnim, only inside. So the avodos are done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim are not under the purview of the rule of Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, because not done inside. Only things that are done inside in the Kodesh Kadashim have the rule of Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor. Ask the Gemara still and all, Shofar Nam Bechutzu. But Shofar is also done outside the Beis HaMikdash. So why is there a problem Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor when it comes to Tekiah Shofar? Says the Gemara, Kevan Dele Zikaron Hu, since it comes to Zikaron, to bring the tefillos of Klal Yisrael before Hashem, kibifnim dami, has a status of bifnim, as if it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself. So that's an amazing thing we're saying about the koach of Tekiah Shofar has a status of lifnai v'lifnim with respect to the din of Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor because of its operative of tefillah. Ask the Gemara if Ula's svar is correct. That's not what the Mishnah says. Vatana mipneshu Karen ka'amar. The Tana of our Mishnah arguing Rabbi Yossi because of Karen, not because of another reason. So says the Gemara, Chada v'od ka'amar. There's another reason going on here. One reason or another. Chada din kategor nasi sanegor. V'od mipneshu Karen. The Mishnah presumes the svara of Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, and the Svara of Karen. So two are two separate Svaras that are both true. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Kategor, in the middle of the page, Zahav Ha'egel, right, the gold of the golden calf, V'shofar shal para nami kategor de'egelhu, and a shofar of a para of a cow has the same problem, it's made from a cow. Hol v'yishtani lios dam, once it becomes blood, v'ein maris ha'par nikar, and the image of the para is no longer nikar, is no longer resemblant. Chote bal yakrif, says the Gemara, ay, but all the kaporas, the crew of the Klei HaMikdash, are made from gold. No, the isser is on the hakrava. Ha'adam le'akrivenu halom, he can't bring those things close into the Mikdash. Shehu chote bo, he chata bo, he sin with them. Aye, but don't you see that he brings in the kafu machta? Says the Gemara, chote ba yisna, the isser is an isser of glorifying yourself. We skashepo bekirvo halom, to glorify himself as he comes close to the mikdash. So says the Gemara, but shofar is done b'chutz, so there's no problem. Kemen lezikaron ka'asi, kilifnim dami. Since it comes for the purpose of zikaron, it's true as if it's lifnim for this halacha. Shofar nami, afagav de lesbay mishum chote bayakriv. There's no aspect of chote bayakriv. Vilesbay mishum chote bayisnae. Kevon de zikaron ka'asi, since it reminds Akash Baruch of the tefillos of Klai Yisrael, kibide kohen gadol kshilifnim dami. It's treated as if it's the bide kohen gadol that are brought lifnim. So how does Rabbi Yossi respond? Says the Gemara, V'Rabbi Yossi, about halfway down the page, a little more, close to the wider lines. Amar loch, tika amris, ein kategor nase sanegor. When you apply the rule of ein kategor nase sanegor, hani mili bibifnim, that's only literally inside Kodesh Kadashim. V'hai shofar mi bachutz, and this is mi bachutz. He doesn't hold the svar of luzikaronuhu kibifnim dami. Udika amris, meishu karen, and when you add on the fact that because it's called a karen, kol shofaros nami ikru karen, all the shofaros are called karen, and that's not a problem. So far we have two explanations for the Rabbanon. We have the Pashup Shah in the Mishnah, which is because of Karen, and you can't use the shofar for a Karen. So far we have Ula, explanation number two, which is based on Ein Kategor Nase Sanegor, and the Gemara gives a three explanation. Abaya Omar, Hainu Tamayu de Rabbanon. Shofar Amar Achmana, Veloshnaim Vishlosha Shofaros. Tafka one shofar, and not two or three. V'ha'depara. You can only blow one shofar at once, not with three shofaras. The hadapara and the but the para, the horn of a para came into kai gilde, since it's created by pieces that it doesn't grow all at once, but rather a little bit grows, and then the next year a little more grows, and the next year a little more grows. Miskazi kishnayim v'shlosha shofaros. It looks like three different pieces. Because it's not like as if you can't see the old edge. It's like rings on a tree. You can see each new tosefes, each new additional piece. So therefore, it's as if it's like you took three halacha treats it as if you took three pieces and glued them together, and that's a problem of shnayim v'shlosha shofaros. But again, vatana pneishu karen ka'amar. Didn't the Mishnah say a svara of karen? No, chada va'od ka'amar. It was an additional svara. Chada to shofar echad amar achmana v'lo shnayim v'shlosha shofaros. One svara was the Torah said one and not multiple. V'od meishu karen. Again, a ton of od ka'amar. Has Rabbi Yossi respond? Rabbi Yossi amar lach dika amar shofar echad amar achmana v'lo shnayim v'shlosha shofaros. When you say that, kevan de mechabri adadi chadhu. But at the end of the day, it's one thing, so it's considered one shofar. Ude ka'amris b'neshu karen, and the svara b'neshu karen, kol shofaros nami ikri karen. All shofaros are called karen, like we said before. So Rashi explains, gilde gilde, b'chol shana v'shani karas tosfaso, every additional year, you can see the extra piece. V'hu kemin gelad, like a scab, mosif al gelad rishon, on the original scab. B'tachliso shel rishon tchila sheni, as the second one ends, the first one begins. Okay. Now, the Gemara explains that, again, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi was doched. He pushed aside the svar of the Rabbanon. Why? Because he brought a ride from Bishoch Karen Hayovel that an aisle is called a Karen. So that's a ride that Karen is kosher, because a shofar of an aisle is for sure kosher. Says the Gemara, my mashma to Hayovel lishna de dichrahu. How do I know that a Yovel is called a ram? De Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kishalachti la'aravya, when I went to the Arab lands, hayukorin ledichra yovla, they called the isle yovla, so that's the word yovel. And Rabbi Kiva now has a whole discussion of different words that he heard from different places. Vam Rabbi Kiva, kishalachti legalia, when I went to Galia, hayukorin lenida galmuda, they called the nida, a woman who's forbidden to her husband because she's in her menstrual period, Gamuda. My Gamuda. Gamula Dami Baila. She's separated from her husband. In other words, she can't be with her husband. She's separated. V'amr b'akiva, kishalachti l'afrike. When I went to Africa, hayukorin l'ma'a kisita. They called the word ma'a a kisita. L'may nafkamina. Why does it matter? The firushe ma kasita daraisa, to show that mea danke, that the mea kasita that the Torah refers to when Yaakov Avinu bought the portion of the sada from Hamor, the father of Shechem, is mea danke, 1/106 of a dinar, meaning 100 ma'os, because a ma'a is 1/6 of a dinar. So kasita refers to ma'a, that halachic measurement of money. Amar Rabbi, kishalachti l'krake hayam, when I went to the villages of the sea, meaning the islands, hayukorn l'mechira kira. They called the word mechira kira. L'may nafkamina, who cares? L'firush asher karisi li, that Yosef says to Paro, a grave that I bought, asher karisi li, means that which I purchased. And the Gemara has a similar story. Amar Reish Lakish, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, we are four lines down from the bottom of the Gemara. Kishalachti l'tchum kan nishraya. When I went to the place called Tchum kan nishraya, hayukorin l'kala ninfei, they called a bride ninfe, utarnagol, and a chicken sechvi. L'kala ninfe ma'kara yifei nof misos kala aretz. The Yerushalayim is like considered like a beautiful bride, and she's yifei nof, she has the beautiful view, so a kala is also called ninfe, a plan this pasuk. Utarnagol sechvi, amar yuda maravi, vibayis ema rabishu ben levi ma'kara, mishas batuchos chachma, umina san l'sechvi bina. This is a pasuk in Iov. Who put batuchos? who placed in the tuchos chachma? We'll see what the tuchos referred to. And who gave bina? Who gave understanding to the sechvi? What's that referring to? Mishas batuchos chachma eluklayos. That's referring to the kidneys of a person that are considered things that give a person wisdom. And since they're flat because they're covered, they're smooth because they're covered with fat. Tuchos refers to something smooth. Omi nasan lasechvi bina. Who gave the sechvi insight? Zeh tarnagol, right? We say the bracha of hanos lasechvi bina. Asher nasan lasechvi bina. Avchin ben yom uvein laila. That's the tarnagol who crows when the day breaks. Rashi, derasal gemula, muvdelis, it means it's separate, the nida is separate from her husband. Tuchos, lashon chalukos, they're smooth. Sechvi, lashon re'iyah, refers to sight. Kimo v'ashkef, umetagamina v'istacheh. He looked out, means he saw. Says the Gemara at the bottom of Chaf Vav Min Aleph, Levi ikla lehahu asra. Levi went to a specific place. Asa gavar l'kameh, somebody came before him. Amar leh. The guy said to Levi, Kava an Palanya, meaning a guy was Kava, was Koveami. What does the word Kava mean? Kava mean, it's an odd word, but it means that he stole from me. Again, we're talking more about the etymology of words here. Lavi Adamai Kamarle, and Levi didn't know what the guy was talking about. Asa She'el Be Midrasha. So Levi went to Beis HaMidrash and asked, what does it mean? Amrule Gazlan Amrlach. Meaning he said, the guy was telling him, he's a gazlan. Meaning somebody stole from me. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Malachi, Hayikba Adam Alokim, can Hashem steal from a person? And you see from that word, that shoresh, kuf beis ayin, refers to theft. So Amar le Rava, mi barnish le... Rava said to Barnish, Rava from Barnish said to Ravashi, if I was in that story with Levi, and I didn't know what he was saying, I wouldn't have just not answered him. Havaminalev said, Heichi Kavach. How was he Kovea you? B'mai Kavach, what did he do? V'amai Kavach, why did he do that? I would have asked him other questions that from context, I would have figured out what the word meant. Umimela havi adina, and that which I would have done, and then I would have known. The iu savar de milsdi sura ka amale, and Levi thought that it referred to maybe he didn't know what the word meant. Maybe he was maybe he did an act of isur chas v'shalom. So he was trying to confess his sin or say that he did something wrong. So he didn't want to ask him what it was. Lo havu yadi rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't know what the word my seirugin, what the word seirugin mean, out of order. Shamu la amsa de Be'rabi, until they heard the amsa de Be'rabi, the maid of Rebbe's house, techazesanu le Rabbanan. She saw the Rabbanan davu ali piske piske. They came in with piecemeal. They didn't come all together. Amru lehu amasetem nichnasim. Why are you coming to the base madrash? Seirugim seirugim. Meaning seirugim doesn't mean, again, not out of order, like a B before A, but rather you come in piecemeal. You come in with breakpoints. So how come you don't come in all at the same time? Lo avi adir abanan my chalug logos. They don't know what the word chalug logos meant, which because what are chalug logos? Rashi refers to a mission Yoma that for the 7 days before Yom Kippurim he wouldn't. They wouldn't feed the Kohen Gadol from Chalug Logos because they were worried that it would cause him to become Tameh. So So what did they do? So how did they find out what it meant? Yom Echad Shamua La'amsa de Be'er. So again, one day they heard the Amsa de Be'er speak. The Chazis lo gav the kamivader parpechine that she saw one person who was separating his parpechine, who was spreading it around. Amrale, she said to him, "Amasa up until when are you going to be spread around your parpechine?" Now parpechine again, I don't know what that is. Rashi gives an old French word. But it's just, it, that whatever vegetable parprichine is, that's what chaluk logos are as well. Lo havi adir, another story. Lo havi adir rabbanon my salsaleha usturamameka. A pasuk in Mishlei, he didn't know what the word salsaleha meant, which means dig and search after treasures usturamameka and uplift them. Yom echad shamu la'amsa debei rabbi the havas amra la'u gavra davi kam hafich besare. He was combing his hair. They heard the Amsa the Rabbi who was talking about a person combing his hair a lot, excessively. Amrale, she said to this person, Amata eta misalsa bisarecha. How long are you going to comb your hair? How long are you going to play with your hair for? So salsalecha means, salsale means to delve after, to comb, to search after something. So what the pasuk is saying is that if you search after Torah, it will lift you up. But that's how they learned what the word meant. Another example. Lo havi adi rabbanon my vitei tesiya b'mitate hashmeid that we swept them with the broom of destruction. They didn't know what the word mitateya meant. Yom echad shamu la'amsa debei rabbi. They heard again the amsa debei rabbi. Tavas amra that she would say l'chaverta to her friend shekulit hatisa v'tati besa. Take from me the broom and sweep the house. So from there they infer that the word tes aleph the tata or the tate refers to a broom. Another example, a final example. Lo havi adir abanan mai hashlech al Hashem yehavcha. Give Hashem your yehav v'hu yichalkalecha and he shall sustain you. What does Yehavcha refer to? Amar Abrachana Yom Echad Avi Azilna Bahadei Hahu Tayaa. I was going after this Arab merchant, Havidarina Tuna, and he was carrying a package. V'amar li Shkol Yehavach Ushtei Agamlai. I was carrying a package. Darina means I was carrying tuna a package, and he said, "Take your Yehav and put it on my shoulder, and put it on my camels." In other words, you see, Yehavcha refers to your burden. The Karsh Baruch Hu says you cast your burden on Karsh Baruch Hu, and he'll take care of it. He'll hold it for you. Let's see Rashi. Top Rashi Chavav Amid Aleph. Kiva and Planya means Gazlani Ploni. The word Keva refers to theft, that Ploni stole from me. Bema Keva Anucha. In which way can we steal from a Karsh Baruch Hu? Hamaiser Vatruma. The mice and the truma that atem kovimos you're stealing from me. My serugim, what does it mean out of order? Sheshanu megillah kira serugim. You read what not out of order again, but not all at the same time. Paske leprakim, you don't do it all together. Shein nichnasim yachad that they didn't weren't all coming to, into the base marriage at the same time. And we saw the word serugim in the fourth paragraph. We talked about doing all the different pieces of tekiah shofar not all at the same time. My chalug logos. What do chalug logos refer to? Shaniu parakama diyuma kol shivas hayamim loya ochal hashum. He wouldn't eat garlic. The chalug logos and the chalug logos, which are again Rashi says parparchine yerek a certain kind of vegetable shekorin ork clay balaz. I don't know. I think it might be pickles or something. The Kesada Magamar quotes a Rashi on in Megillah pickley balaz sasala tefos chafos. Sorry. Search after vafeich and dig after matzmonim shel Torah, treasures of Torah. The havidarina tuni, he was carrying a package, nosei masui, and that's how we would learn the word yahav, meant package. We'll stop here in the Mishnah, chafav amibes.